Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, hey, it is March 5th already. Just a little update. We're going to be coming out with the Spring Solstice episode this upcoming Friday, along with some other tips for some upcoming transits, ritual recommendations, crystal recommendations, all that good jazzy stuff. Now, today we have the moon in Capricorn sextile the sun in Pisces. Now, we know with, you know, winding crescent moons, it's all about that stop point, that check-in. Is there something that we need to move around, transform? Is there something that we need to release? And, you know, really in a preparation for that next cycle that we're going to be taking part on. And really getting us ready for that upcoming cycle. So, let me mute that real quick. All right. So, we are going to jump on in. Today's episode, we are going to be doing three different spreads. All signs are welcome. Only take what resonates. Leave the rest behind. And feel free to place the energetic rules as you see fit. Our readings are going to start off with a collective energy for the week. We're going to see what's coming in through the Crims Crack Street Corners, Grandmom's Back Door, energetic-wise. Then we'll be heading on over to get some weekly messages from our ancestors, guardians, and guides. You know, whoever may want to come through. And then at the end, you will find some weekly love messages from whoever you have currently on your mind. Now, you know, all readings may not resonate. So only take what resonates. And if I am not picking up on your energy this week, my lovely human beings, feel free to check back with me next Tuesday. All right, we're going to jump into a quick fun fact, and I'll see you on the first segment. Welcome to your fun fact of the day for the body, soul, and mind. Our fun fact today is about singing bowls. Singing bowls is really a beautiful, helpful tool to help bring us calming, relaxation, uplifting our energy, unblocking our chakras, bringing in our focus to the current present moment, while really branching out with that energy of relaxation. Now, not only that, this is, again, helping improving sleep patterns and our sleep cycles. So, what are you waiting for? Let's go get them benefits. That's right, we're about to get some of those benefits. So, just a little heads up. If you are wearing headphones while listening to this, you may want to adjust your volume. Do not want to, you know, shock your eardrums, but we're going to get into it. Again, sound bowls are really a good cleansing tool as well, and really been known to activate the chakras with different healing frequencies that, you know, you decide to play in that given moment. So we are going to currently get a little bit of that good benefit together. All right. So adjust your headphones. You could either pause me or I'll give you a few seconds. All right. You ready? Let's take a deep breath and release. And that was your fun fact for today. Now let's jump on into the episode. All All right, hello, my lovely human beings. Welcome to today's episode, sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons, because it is truly a part of our ascension, even though it doesn't feel like it. All right, so today we are going to be starting off with the classic tarot and getting three cards for the weekly energy for the collective, and we're going to be getting that from the traditional tarot. So ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective, what they need to know, hear, or be aware of for this week. Please and thank you. That energy. All right, first card we have out is the Ace of Swords upright. Okay, second card out is a Minor Arcana, the Knight of Cups reversed. Okay, and then we have the Two of Swords upright, and at the bottom we have the Star Major Arcana. So, with this Ace of Swords upright, there's some type of indication. There's some type of indication around a new beginning. You know, when the Ace comes in, it really kind of indicates a triumph over any type of difficulties regarding mental means, spiritual growth, and embracing some really major big breakthrough, especially when it comes to, you know, justice or clarity or something creative thinking. And associated with this card is really a brilliant idea that could just be around the corner, or perhaps sometimes is sent in like a divine inspiration. So you could use that creativity in that matter. So there's all types of new beginnings coming up with this Ace of Swords, and it's really going to be aiding in those departments where you're going to be looking, noticing, having breakthroughs. Doors are going to be opening with opportunity, and you know, there's going to be different things that are going to be sparking interest here. So I would, you know, be using that creativity. Now with the Knight of Cups reversed, there is some type of caution here to slow down and really kind of take things a little bit slower instead of racing towards the finish line. So you could be in a hurry to do something in a quickness, in a quick action and fashion, but spirit is coming through saying you need to kind of, you know, pump the brakes a little bit, take a little bit of time, because there could be something that's changing. There's definitely something that's changing for a new beginning, and it's almost like you want to take this energy and charge full ahead with this Knight of Cups. And spirit's like, whoa, you got a yield sign here. Did you see it? Yield them up. Yield. All right. And we also have the Two of Swords. So this is upright, representing a situation that could almost seem impossible to like maneuver with, move forward, because you can't figure out with logic or intellect how you're supposed to proceed, and you're relying at this point on blind faith in the universe to handle things. And this card is coming in symbolizing a conflict with some type of resolution or some type of decision that must be made. However, the conclusions are likely seeking inner peace and coming to some type of compromise. So it's almost like this energy coming in this week for the collective is, you know, you're having major breakthroughs with this Ace of Swords, ready for new beginnings, cycles, and coming in with this clarity, but also wanting to make a quick, fast, step towards something. And it's almost like, no, wait, you know, you didn't read the sign fully. It's almost like you're trying to make a fast-ass action. Say you're at a sign and you're like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to go here, but you didn't read the fine print where it was like, you know, make a right. Then when you get to the fucking forest, you got to make another turn around the loo and then go down the hill somewhere, you know, go around the loo of the lake. Is that what it's called? A loo? Now I need to know. All right, so a loo is a bathroom. All right, so forgive me for messing that all up, but you get what I mean. All right, we're gonna get a closing message from spirit for this energy for this week. Closing message, spirit, for this spread. All right, and we have the Queen of Swords upright. So it's almost like there's this energy for with this Queen of Swords. It's coming in, you know, very analytic, very independent, problem solving, and, you know, really want to bring in clarity, mental clarity, and putting a, you know, halt to anything that could be coming troublesome or painful due to any type of loss or pain or separation. Let me see. So it's like, you know, you could be feeling a bit confused, but this Queen of Swords energy is coming in, bringing mental clarity, bringing the end to anything that could be confusing, troublesome, loss, separation. Okay, and then we have the Page of Wands reversed. So something that you were expecting might not arrive on time, or you know, or the page may bring a message of something unwelcome type of news. But let's see, what is this spirit? So there may be something that you want to go right on time, but it's not happening right as you expected. So this may be leaving you feeling some type of way. All right, and we got the Ace of Pentacles upright. Yeah, so whatever this is, there's going to be an extremely positive outcome, especially with this Ace of Pentacles. And this is a time where you're planting seeds for new ventures involving all types of different things, whether it be money, financial security. And with this Ace right here, it's like a strong indication of prosperity, and coming in receiving benefit from it, right? So whatever this it may be that you may have some type of concern about, you know, just yield a little bit. Don't make any fast, quick actions. And, you know, this is going to be working out very abundantly from what I'm seeing. All right. So that's what I have for you, collective, for your weekly energy. Now we're going to jump into your messages from your ancestors, guardians, and guides. All right, we are going to get some messages from ancestors, guardians, and guides of the most high angels, whoever may want to come through and deliver a message this week to you. All right, so only take what resonates, leave the rest behind, and we'll see what happens here. I'm going to be using three different decks. First deck will be the fairy deck to get a little preview of what spirit, you know, has in mind for this week. Then we'll get some conversation cards from the spirit deck, closing messages from the starseed deck. All right, let's see what we get. Okay. Ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to whoever needs to hear. Please and thank you. All right, let's see what we get. All right, ancestors, guardians, and guides, spirit of the Most High, messages need to be heard. All right, we have the Moon. So the Moon card popped out. So there could be some type of powerful intuitive epiphanies coming in, wanting you to let go of any worry, fear, and really embrace understanding, truth, and some type of situation. Now, when we look at the Moon card in tarot, this is usually representing our intuition. And a lot of the times it deals with the subconscious. So it could be some things coming to light. All right. And really bringing in clarity. All right. And then we have the Seven of Winter. So the Seven of Winter, there is a better choice, not seeing things clearly, running away from some type of truth. So there could be something, you know, that may be going on this week. Ancestors, guardians, guides, and spirit angels are conveying that there is whatever choices that you're making, you may not be seeing something from the other side of the room, from a different perspective, and could be kind of shying away from something regarding clarity. It may not be actually seeing something for what it might be. All right. Get one more card. One more card, Spirit. Okay, and then we have the Three of Summer. So there is going to be some type of exciting new celebration. Something coming in could be graduation, a new birth, celebrating your friends or family. But there is some type of news that's going to be coming in regardless of celebrating worth type of energy, okay? So now, I'm feeling like I should get one more card, even though I said I was going to only get three. Check the number 18, 18 with the moon here. Look that angel number up. Okay, and then we have the Two of Winter. So, you know, there's could be indecisions holding you back from making the choice that's best for you rather than trying to please others, feeling trapped between intellect and emotion, Spirit is saying. So there could be something that you're wanting to do, but doing something opposite in favor of others instead of, following your heart's truest desires and passions, and really trying to weigh out the options again when it comes to the intellect and the emotional part. So we're going to see what Spirit would like to convey from the Spirit deck. All right. All right, Spirit, what conversations would you like to have today with the collective or who needs to hear this? Please and thank you. Ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, angels. What would you like to convey? All right, we have Seek. The power of Spirit exists in all things. Everything is made up of energy. In the physical world, it contains fragments of the Spirit, including you. You are a part of the Spirit, and we are still connected. So Spirit, I believe we got this last week. Spirit is saying, like, we want you to seek out. This is almost, okay, this is a little trippy. This is so much like the same reading from last week. Oh my goodness, it is the same reading. So we have Seek, Choices, Synchronicity, and I definitely shuffled these plenty of times. So we have Seek, Choices, and Synchronicity. So choices, when you accept responsibility for something in your life, and the choices that you make, you start to tap into the power of your own spirit, and you'll be able to listen and appreciate the intuitive wisdom that's inside of you and really apply that in a positive, constructive way to your outside world. And with synchronicity, you know, you're starting to notice synchronicities in the spirit world, and they've been sending these to you from time to time, and people and situations even, and could be appearing in a coincidence type of cycle, right, within your reality. So you're being guided from spirit world to looks like you're being guided here with some type of synchronicities or something to someone. So it does look like, again, you're coming in seeking knowledge. So with the moon here, you are having these epiphanies, and Spirit is saying, look, you might be seeking knowledge right now. And once you grasp this understanding, like, we are a part of the spiritual realm. We are spirits, you know, having a human experience, not, you know, humans having a spiritual experience. We're spirits, right? But there are some type of choices that you will, you know, tend to look at that could be like kind of holding you back in some type of way, and kind of closing you off to this ability that we all have to tap in. And it's like once you start listening to that inner guidance, that intuition, that inner knowing, you're going to start seeing more and more things around you, again, with synchronicities. You could be sitting there, you can get up at, 5:55 every day, and you're like, what the hell? Why do I keep waking up at 5:55? Look into that number, see what the number represents, from, your angels, or your ancestors, or your guides. Ask what that means. Look into it. And then you're going to start understanding, the synchronicities are, little messages for you just to, seek into. Now, you could be sitting there. You could be thinking of something. A stranger comes up and kind of conveys something to you that is almost similar to what you're thinking, or has given you guidance or some type of clarity or knowledge in some type of way when you didn't even expect it. This could be a song lyric that really triggers something within your all-knowing. This could be anything that's synchronicity. You can be outside and you start noticing, wow, a red cardinal or a crow keeps coming by, and same time, what's going on? Look into the meanings. And you're going to start coming up with a lot of different things. The outside world is outsiding. And sometimes we tend not to notice it because we do have a lot of distractions in our everyday. All right. What else, spirit? Woo! You are not alone. I swear this is almost like the same motherfucking reading from last week. We are here with you. We've never left. Though all the sadness and loneliness. However, you cannot sense us near you or feel how much we love you and how much love we are sending to you. We are your family, your friends, and your guides. You're never alone on your walk. We are right beside you always. So you may feel like a little bit alone at this time. And, you don't feel like you have... You may feel alone, okay? But you are never alone. Your spirit team, your past ancestors, your family members are here coming in. Past loved ones are coming in. They are here for you, with you. And they want you to know, we've noticed that you've been feeling alone, but we've never left. Even through all your difficulties, your hardships, we've still been here. And you may not be able to recognize our energy within this room at this time, but that does not mean that we're not there. It's almost like a metaphor that I can use. How do we know, it's there, We know we could feel the energy change, but if we start tapping into our present moment, we could start feeling a lot of different things. It's almost like you go outside. You cannot see the wind, but you could surely mother loving feel it, right? And that's like your ancestors. They're coming in. They're like, just step outside. Feel the strong wind. We're here. We got you. You ain't alone. All right. All right. We're going to get two more messages. All right. We have love. So love is the foundation for your existence, and you are, worthy of receiving and giving compassion. While love can be a beautiful emotion and an equal form of energy that propels you, in this life, we have to, there could be something here dealing with birds as well. So, let that inner love that you have for something propel its motherfucking wings and fly. There's something within you that you love to do, or some type of beautiful energy is here. And it's like, it's within. You just have to release it. You just have to release it and let it propel, because there is something spirit is seeing within you that you may not be seeing within yourself at this moment. And they know, it's almost like a treasure chest. They put all these treasures within you and they're like, we already know what you're capable of. Come on. We're going to get some closing messages from the star seed, from ancestors, guardians, guides, and spirit. All right. Closing messages for the spread spirit, ancestors, guardians, and guides, angels of the Most High. All right, we have Forget, don't follow. Have a new path. Be the leader you wish you had. Spirit is really wanting you to step into your path and your role and not to follow anyone because, you know, we all have journeys, but they are all not making the same pit stops at different places. And, you know, what's already was instilled with inside of you is kind of the root that Spirit wants you to take, because you have these gifts, this creativeness, this beautiful mind of perceiving the world, and they want you to start embracing that and following that. And we also have the golden children. So we have rare gifts again coming out. Like, you, they know what you possess. They want you to know that you also possess it. And then we have jump in. And that, so yeah, look, there's adventure. There's, again, change all over here. This is someone wanting to really embark on a new path, fulfill the journey. Let's get one more card. Take this new adventure. You know, there's tons of wisdom that's being discovered here within self, around, looking, seeking, discovering, all types of stuff. We have double mission. Yeah, you're a light worker. You're serving the world by being you. Ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High says, says that you possess a gift. We all possess a gift that only us can bring. You know, you have this beautiful mind, a beautiful way of conveying, looking, and perceiving things. And the world wants you to really be that for the world and not be a follower to the herd, you know, because that's not what Spirit wants you to do. Spirit wants you to embark on this journey. They're like, look, we got all these goodies in this treasure chest, and we know what's in there, and we're trying to get you to, like, find the key to unlock this treasure chest so you can see what's in there too. You know, it's almost like a time capsule type of deal, right? They want you to look at all these beautiful gifts. They're like, look, we got all this love here. We got all this, you know, adventure here and self-discovery. We want you to embark on this and really enjoy it. And, yeah, so that's what I have for you regarding your ancestors, guardians, and guides, angels of the Most High. So we are going to jump into your last spread, which is going to be love messages from whoever is currently on your mind. All right, collective, welcome to your last spread of the podcast, where we're going to get some love messages from who is currently on your mind. I'll be using 5 different decks. I'll be using the first deck, the Cupid's Arrow, to get a little bit of a preview of the energy of the connection. Then I will be pulling 1 card from this Doreen Virtue to confirm. Then we'll head over to the Island Time Wellness and get some energy regarding your person and their, you know, whatever they might have going on. And then we'll receive some love messages, conversational cards through the Love Tarot and the Love Oracle. All right, so only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. Feel free to reverse the rules as you feel fit. All right, I'm going to start off with the first deck, the Cupid's Arrow, to get a preview on the energy regarding this connection. So, ancestors, guardians, and guides, angels of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective that they need to know, hear, or be aware of regarding whoever is on their mind with love. Okay, first card out. Already we have the Lovers, a compassionate connection, shared vision, and value. Okay, so whoever you're connecting with, you may be sharing a lot of different emotions, concerns, values, goals. Okay, we also have celebration. This is looking great. Good times come from hard work and time spent in good company. So there again, in the last spread, we had a celebration as well. So there could be definitely something coming up with the collective with a celebrate. Okay, we have fear. Okay. We also have fear, expecting the worst, afraid of failure, and wasting time on negative thoughts. Oh, well, that took a turn, didn't it? Okay, so this is feeling like the energy of a connection, right? It's feeling really good. It's feeling really great, and it's something to be celebrated. But there is this energy here where someone is fearing maybe something's a little too damn good, or thinking of how shit can go wrong when it's really going good. Okay. Let's get a card from the Stirring Virtue Love Angels. What do we have going on here? What is this? Okay, we have Soulmate. So, I mean, this is looking like you're dealing with somebody who, you know, is truly a soulmate, and this passion and connection is really intense. And it's like, this is like celebrating type of love, but someone's like, wait, this could go wrong, but this couldn't go wrong. But no, this spirit is coming and saying, this is your soulmate. Yeah, this is your soulmate. All right. Let's get some messages regarding your person from the Island Time Wellness. See what we have going on within their energy. What's going on with this energy, with the collective person spirit? Please and thank you. What's going on with this person that collective is thinking about in love? What's going on with their energy spirit? Okay, we have seduction. So there is this, like, you know, flirty type of energy here, but it's like coming in as a temptation, like with a third party type of interference. Karmic relationship, feeling triggers, turmoil, resentment, letting go, and loving you. Okay, then we have keys on a ring. So collective, it's looking like this energy that is coming in, this is a soulmate, but there is something regarding a third party here. This could either be a fear of yours or a fear of your person's, but there is some type of third party interference here regarding a karmic relationship. You know, that brought some type of lessons in and resulted in triggers and, you know, letting go of whatever that was to love yourself. But here we have keys on a ring, many options, decisions, unconventional one night stand. So it's looking like there's some type of karmic relationship coming in, and it's almost like looking like you have this connection with somebody, this love, and you're celebrating it, but there's a fear. There was a fear here, but this is your soulmate. But there's some type of interference here with a karmic who, you know, yeah. What is this spirit? We'll get one more card. Okay, we have clock, time to heal, cycles and processes. So, yeah, this is coming in like a third party here. You know, could be seeing you like in love, having a good time, and you know, all this, or this could be someone regarding your person's ex. Take the energy how it resonates where you see fit. But it looks like there's a third party here trying to come in, maybe mess up a little bit of something. And there could be, you know, one or of you, you know, fearing this, expecting the worst type of situation. But this person's still coming in as your soulmate. What the hell is... Okay. Yeah, at the bottom of the deck, we have Grim Reaper, no second chances,
growth and transformation. Okay, so whoever this is trying to interrupt here, it's not going to happen. You know, the energy is just coming in. You know, you could be excited, celebrating your love, but there's this fear, again, expecting some type of worst-case scenario. But again, there's somebody coming in with a third-party interference with a karmic relationship, and could have been like... Okay, big egos would lead this relationship to a dark place. What the hell is this? By the way, I'm using the Love Oracle to get conversation cards from your person. So, Spirit, what would the collective person like to convey regarding this? What is this energy? Let's reflect on ourselves in this situation when we're not together to make the rightful decision. So this is coming in as a third party. It's like this third party. You may be thinking about somebody, but this third party is coming into this spread. Like seeing this love, the celebration, and fearing some type of worse. Or again, take the energy how it resonates. But there is a fear regarding lovers and a celebration. And it says this. It says big egos would lead this relationship into dark places. Let's reflect on ourselves and situations. We're not together to make a rightful one. What else, Spirit? I'm going to get my love for you is unconditional. I'm going to get two more cards, and then we're going to see. Maybe we have so many differences, I just can't meet your standards. When you hold my hands, the warmth keeps my insecurities away. And at the bottom of the deck, the storm will pass, and I will still be here waiting for you. All right, so it does look like you're in a connection at this point. You know, and this is a beautiful soulmate that's coming in, but this third party's energy is coming into the spread. And really bringing this energy like, oh, you know, if I let my ego take this, you know, vehicle for a ride, it's going to get dark real quick, and this motherfucker... You know what I mean? It's like a real funky ass energy. It's like, I love you unconditionally. You know, I did all these fucked up things, and oh my, I still want the warmth of your hand. So it almost looks like someone is waiting for you to get out of some type of soulmate connection to try to come in and do some type of seduction with you, or maybe you're having a bad day and they want to come in and do a little seductive real quick to ultimately mess up a connection with a soulmate that you currently are having. So this could be like an ex. All right, let's get some conversation cards from the Love Tarot. We'll get four conversation cards, and this will end your spread. All right, we have unblock me. I miss you. I want to connect with you. Please unblock me, literally, energetically, so we can speak. So you may have this person blocked on all platforms. They don't know how to get a hold of you. They're looking for information. We have lost. I'm still single. I feel lost without you. I'm single right now. I'm not attached to anyone. Not looking to get in any relationship at this time. And we have... father wound. My father is influencing my behavior as an adult, and I have challenges connecting to the divine masculine energy within me and externally. So, and then we have others' opinions. I feel bound by my family's beliefs and how I should live my life. I'm working towards breaking free. So it looks like there is an ex coming in this week. That could be trying to come in some type of flirtatious way or make some type of contact with you. You definitely block this person, you know, and they feel lost without your energy and wanting you to know that they are still single and they want to like roll around with you but don't want to commit to anything. And also, like, they have we have Father Wounds card out here, so they do have challenges with connecting to the divine masculine and really balancing out that with, you know, a behavior that they may be exhibiting. So it's, you know, we'll get some advice for this, but, you know, I would not be entertaining this, especially, but you do as you do, you know, because you have your free will. But it looks like you're in a connection with a soulmate here, and, you know, there's a third party from a karmic relationship that wants to come in and kind of roll around with you and, you know, kind of flirt around, do a little seductive dance, and then just, like, you know, leave that like a fart in the wind as fast as they came. So we'll get you some closing messages, closing advice from the Cupid's arrow regarding this spirit. Can we get some advice here? All right, we have happiness. Love yourself first, and you're going to discover new doors that are opening for more celebration. We have recognition. So take a look at all this hard work that you've done since this disconnect from this karmic and applaud yourself. And we have abundance here, and pay attention. So there's going to be a lot of abundance coming in for you, especially when it comes to love, rewards, money. There's a lot of good things spirits bringing in for you after detaching from this energy, because this energy was stagnant, keeping you in a low vibrational state where you couldn't really progress and grow and get these blessings. But we also have, last card out, is pay attention. Pay attention to the signs from divine and acknowledge red flags. All right. So they said that they're going to be sending you some shit when it comes down to some bullshit to let you know that some shit ain't right. How many times we just said shit? Anywho, that's what I have for you this week, collective. And I'm sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the lessons. Remember, stay kind, rewind, and I'll see your motherfucking ass next time, which will be on a Friday. We're going to get you ready for some upcoming transits. We're going to prepare you with a guide for spring solstice and have it all going, all right? So you could best benefit and flourish. So on that note, I'm going to get going, and I hope you all have a beautiful week, and I'll see you Friday.